From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama delivers a eulogy today at the funeral of South Carolina State Senator Clementa Pinckney, one of nine African Americans killed by a white gunman at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. It happened at a Bible study on June 17th. The suspected gunman, Dylan Roof, has been charged with the shootings. U.S. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said Thursday China is the leading suspect in the investigation into the massive cyber theft of U.S. federal employee data. Heretofore, the U.S. has not openly accused the Chinese government of being behind digital attacks on the Office of Personnel Management, which does manage data on current and former U.S. government employees. Islamic State fighters launched two major attacks in northern Syria on Thursday, a fresh offensive on the Kurdish-held border city of Kobani and a push into government-held areas in the mostly Kurdish town of Hasaka. The attacks came after the militants suffered a series of setbacks in northern Syria against Kurdish forces in recent weeks. Meantime, in Washington, State Department spokesperson John Kirby with U.S. reaction to the news of the Kobani attack.
Well, certainly it concerns us. I mean, any move by ISIL to take or to retake territory is of concern. I mean, we know that ground matters to this group.
Fighting in Syria has killed more than 220,000 people since the conflict began in March of 2011. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry returns to Vienna today for the final phase of talks with Western powers and Iran aimed at reaching a comprehensive international agreement on Iran's nuclear program by the June 30th deadline. This is VOA News. Last year was defined by suffering and abuse for too many people, according to the United States Department of State 2014 Country Reports on Human Rights Practices. In the report released on Thursday, Secretary of State Kerry said terror groups exploiting religious discourse and divisions to advance their totalitarian ideology or governments, such as Syria, sometimes acting in the name of combating terrorism, were responsible for human suffering and abuse. In the face of all of this, the human aspiration for political liberty and honest but non-government strong, Mr. Kerry said, around the world, more people chose their leaders in competitive elections than ever before. Leaders of the European Council, France, and Germany say the issue of Greek debt must be settled at a crucial meeting of Eurozone finance ministers Saturday after talks Thursday ended with a deal. Without a deal, that is, the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras held Thursday's round of talks with Greece's creditors in Brussels, trying to achieve a bailout agreement to save his country from default next week. Here is Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis.
Interestingly, several colleagues disagreed and criticized not only our text, but also the text of the institutions. And we decided as a Eurogroup that we shall continue our deliberations.
Greece must make an almost $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund by next Tuesday. U.S. State Department says it cannot find 15 emails from Hillary Clinton during her time as U.S. Secretary of State. Mrs. Clinton, who is widely expected to be the Democratic Party's nominee for the 2016 presidential race, revealed earlier this year that she kept a private email account and server during her State Department tenure. Private address was connected to a non-governmental server kept at her home. Secretary Clinton says she gave all of her State Department-related emails to the agency and then destroyed other emails she said were personal. The U.S. Supreme Court handed President Obama a major victory Thursday, rejecting a legal challenge to the new U.S. health care law.
But as the dust has settled, there can be no doubt that this law is working. It has changed and in some cases saved American lives. It set this country on a smarter, stronger course.
The High Court voted 6-3 to affirm the legal status of the so-called Affordable Care Act, more popularly known in the United States as Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act is considered a linchpin of Mr. Obama's national political objectives.
That's the latest world news from VOA.